Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Kashmir calls Khawaja Asif's, quote, toilet paper admission, the verdict over 75 years of treachery. بشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا. Give tidings to the hypocrites that there is for them a painful punishment. Those who take disbelievers as allies instead of the believers, do they seek with them honor through power, but indeed honor belongs to Allah entirely. An-Nisa 138-139. The recent admission by Pakistan's Defense Minister Khawaja Asif in the National Assembly on February 10, 2026, that the West has used Pakistan, quote, worse than toilet paper, only to discard it, is not a moment of sudden alignment. It is the shameless confession of a hired mercenary who has finally realized his master no longer needs his services. This statement acts as a rope that ties together the necks of Pakistan's civil and military leadership in a single chain of treachery, stretching from the inception of this, quote, fortress of Islam to its current state of humiliation. Asif's words are a self-indictment of a foreign policy that was never designed to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Ummah, but to serve the strategic interests of the crusaders in Washington and London. By admitting they were used, he admits that the blood of the Muslims, the resources of the land, and the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's army were traded as cheap commodities in a belligerent business of geopolitics only serving the kuffar. This lineage of betrayal did not begin with the current regime. It is the genetic code of the post-colonial state. It began with Ayub Khan, who shackled the nation to the American chariot through SEATO and CENTO, turning the unparalleled power of the Muslim army into a rental force for the West against communism, while surrendering the rivers of Kashmir to India in the Indus Waters Treaty. The baton of treachery was passed to Yahya Khan and Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, whose collusion in the separation of East Pakistan and the subsequent Simla Agreement transformed the ceasefire line into the line of control, LOC, effectively partitioning Kashmir and bearing the demand for jihad under the weight of, quote, bilateralism. Then came Zia-ul-Haq, who deceived the sincere Mujahideen. He fought America's war against the Soviets in Afghanistan, using the blood of the believers to break the Red Army. Yet he arrested the march of Islam before it could establish a Khilafah, ensuring the region remained within the American orbit. The betrayal deepened under the democratic masks of Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif. Benazir, seeking Western validation, aided in securing India's western flank and allowed it to concentrate its forces against the Kashmiri Muslims. Nawaz Sharif, in his obsession with, quote, peace for business and the Lahore Declaration, stabbed the Kashmir Jihad in the back during Kargil, withdrawing the victorious forces upon a single phone call from Bill Clinton. This paved the way for the tyrant Pervez Musharraf, who coined the slogan, quote, Pakistan first, to justify, quote, America first. He provided the air bases, logistics, and intelligence that allowed the U.S. to bomb the Muslims of Afghanistan into dust, while simultaneously banning the Kashmir Jihad groups, labeling the sincere liberators as, quote, terrorists to appease his Western masters. The darkest chapter, however, was written by the modern triumvirate of Ashfaq Parvez Kayani, Rahil Sharif, and Qamar Javed Bajwa. Kayani and Rahil burned the tribal areas of Pakistan in the, quote, war on terror, killing thousands of their own citizens to secure the American occupation across the border. Yet it was General Bajwa who drove the final nail into the coffin of Kashmir. When India revoked Article 370 on August 5, 2019, annexing Kashmir and turning it into a concentration camp, Bajwa and the Imran Khan government offered nothing but empty rhetoric and a 30-minute silence. Behind closed doors, Bajwa enforced a shameful ceasefire on the LOC, allowing India to move its troops from the border to crush the internal resistance in the valley. This was the, quote, Bajwa Doctrine, a shift from, quote, geopolitics to geoeconomics, which was nothing but a fancy term for selling the blood of Kashmir in exchange for IMF loans and FATF compliance. The current regime of Shahbaz Sharif and Asim Munir is merely the custodian of this graveyard, continuing the policy of, quote, normalization with an India that openly threatens the Muslims all while begging the West for a few billion dollars to keep the ventilator running. O Khawaja Asif, O rulers of Pakistan, Kashmir is a witness to your admission. The mountains of the valley, soaked in the blood of the martyrs, are testifying against you. The, quote, usage you complain of was your choice. You sold your akhirah for the worldly gain of power. You reduced the line of the Ummah, the Pakistani army, into a border guard for the US and India. You are not victims, you are accomplices. The cries of the mothers of Sringar, the blinded eyes of the youth hit by pellets, and the unmarked graves are not asking for your, quote, moral support or your complaints about being discarded. They are cursing your betrayal. To the sincere officers of the Pakistan Armed Forces, this confession of the defense minister is a slap on your face. Your leadership admits they are, quote, toilet paper for the West. How long will you carry the dirty work of these agents? How long will you allow your strength to be used to secure American interests while the Muslims of Kashmir are ground to dust? These rulers have sold you, and they have sold the Ummah. They are destined for the dustbin of history, remembered only as the traitors who facilitated the implementation of Kufr on a land liberated by Muhammad bin Qasim. It is time to shred this contract of slavery. It is time to grant your Nusra to re-establish the Khilafah Caliphate, which will wipe away this humiliation, liberate Kashmir through the roar of jihad, and treat the West not as a master, but as an enemy to be confronted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. And those who have wronged are going to know to what kind of return they will be returned. Ash-Shu'ara 227. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb-ut-Tahrir by Muhammad Yunus, India.